Hello listener, welcome to Celtic Journeys. So tell me, what do you see when you first picture Scotland? Is it misty mountains, deep glens, or long quiet lochs? Of course it is. But here's something most first-time visitors don't realise. Scotland is actually shaped by two very different regions, the Highlands and the Lowlands. They sit side by side, yet the experience you get in each one feels completely different. Understanding that difference helps you choose where to spend your time, especially if your trip is short. As you travel north from the English border, the landscape changes almost without warning. You move through the lowlands first, where the land is softer and the population is higher. This is where you find cities like Edinburgh, Glasgow and Stirling, places filled with museums, galleries, festivals and centuries-old streets. The lowlands tell Scotland's story of innovation and creativity, from the work of Robert Burns to Scotland's engineering heritage. If you want culture, nightlife, and easy walking distances between major sites, this part of the country delivers that right away. But once you cross the Highland boundary fault, everything shifts. The hills rise, the roads stretch out, and the scenery suddenly becomes the Scotland you've probably imagined for years. Peaks, lochs, glens, and wide open spaces. This is the Highlands, and the atmosphere changes instantly. The towns get smaller, the pace slows, and the Gaelic influence becomes more noticeable. Place names start to sound different, and the landscapes take centre stage. The Highlands are where travellers go for that dramatic, cinematic experience. If you join the Celtic Horizon Highlands itinerary, you move through Glencoe, Fort William, and onward to Inverness, each offering a different side of Highland life. You see red deer on the hillsides, seals on the coast, and if you're lucky, golden eagles riding the wind. Pub culture here feels more local too, with small places that double as gathering spots for stories, music and good whiskey. Meanwhile, the lowlands continue to offer the best access, the busiest events and the easiest logistics. Edinburgh's Fringe Festival, Glasgow's music scene, Stirling's castle history and modern attractions spread between cities. It's a region built for convenience. Train connections are excellent, roads are straightforward, and the distances between major attractions stay short. Many travellers combine the two regions, but which one you visit first shapes the whole feel of your trip. If you're coming to Scotland for the first time, starting in the Highlands makes the biggest impact. They're the part of the country that people dream about before they ever book a ticket. Loch Ness, Glencoe, Ben Nevis, Ellandonan Castle, Culloden, and long stretches of road where the scenery barely seems real. A guided tour takes the stress out of navigating those rural routes and lets you focus on the landscapes in front of you. Celtic Horizon handles the transport, the hotels, the ferry, and the route, so your only job is to look out the window. Weather plays its part too. From April to October, daylight is long and conditions are comfortable for exploring both north and south. Spring brings wildflowers, summer offers endless golden light, and autumn fills the glens with colour. Winter can be beautiful in its own way, with quiet roads and snow-dusted peaks, but the Highlands in particular require careful planning at that time of year. Travelling between the two regions is easier than expected. The drive from Edinburgh to Inverness takes a little over 3 hours, with scenery that shifts from lowland farmland to highland mountains. Trains run the same route, though the flexibility of a tour means you can stop at the places that make the journey memorable. When you stand in the Highlands for the first time and look out across a glen that stretches for miles, you feel the difference immediately. It's not subtle. The Highlands give you a sense of scale and silence that stays with you. The Lowlands give you culture, architecture, and the rhythm of Scotland's biggest cities. Put the two together and you get the full picture. But if time is tight and you want that iconic Scottish experience, the Highlands are where to begin. Celtic Horizon Tours builds the Highlands into a smooth, relaxed itinerary that covers the major landmarks in one journey. You see the places you've always heard about without worrying about driving or timing. So if you're ready to explore the Scotland that leaves a lasting impression, book your Highlands of Scotland tour with Celtic Horizon and experience it the way travellers remember it best.